The Osgood File, sponsored by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that works. More at kronos.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Back in 1960, only 11% of American households with children were supported primarily by women. But the latest figures show that number is now at 40%. What does it mean? More after this from Charlie. A record number of working mothers in America are now the top money earners in their households, 40%, according to a new study from the Pew Research Center. But it's dubious to conclude this signals some great victory for women because these moms are divided into two very different groups.
In the single mother-led households, their incomes are less than half as high as the national median.
There are 8.5 million single mothers who, according to Kim Parker of the Pew Research Center, continue to struggle as they always have.
Single mother households, the median income for those households was $23,000.
For the 5 million married moms who qualify as the primary breadwinners, life is better, and it doesn't take a big study to understand why.
Households where you've got both parents working and the mother makes more than the father, their median household income was almost $80,000.
That's what having a good education and two incomes will do for you.
Married moms who out-earn their husbands tend to be somewhat older. They're much more likely to be college educated and they're disproportionately white.
But the polling shows it's not easy for them either. Even married breadwinner moms are under pressure.
74% said that this trend makes it harder for parents to raise children.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that the reason so many married women are now the top wage earner is that their husbands had to take such big pay cuts. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.